For a grand tasting breakfast, try a bowl of delicious, nutritious Cheerios. Cheerioats. Cheerioats, made from oats ready to eat and shaped like tiny donuts. And now, The Lone Ranger, brought to you by Cheerioats. Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger, brought to you by Cheerios. What's the most welcome sight of all early in the morning at breakfast time? That's easy. The sight of a big bowl of Cheerios waiting at your plate. For Cheerios is really delicious. A gun-exploded cereal with a unique flavor and shape, too. Both rolled into one to give you a great breakfast cereal treat. Just look, for there's a bowl full of tiny little donut-like shapes. Toasty brown, every one with a hole in the middle. That's the way Cheerios looks. Nothing else like it anywhere. And what is Cheerios? Well, just tell this to Mom and ask her to get Cheerios for you. Just tell her, it's ready to eat, it's made from oats. That's the story of Cheerios. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I am Silver!
The largest building in the gold mining town of Winlight housed the Eagle Mining Company. It was here that Cliff Maynard, payroll clerk, stopped working long enough to talk to a very pretty young woman who had just ridden up to the doorway.
I wish you wouldn't do it, Velma. It's dangerous for a girl to be riding around these trails alone.
Oh, nonsense, Cliff. I spend the whole day cooped up being a school teacher. I need the exercise. So does my horse. Don't you, boy?
If I didn't have to work, I could go with you, but... it's dangerous. There have been a lot of robberies lately. You know that, and... oh, what's the use of talking? You'll go anyway.
Of course. But it's nice to know you worry about me.
Please be careful, Velma.
Don't worry. I'll be back before sundown. Come on, boy.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto approached Winlight from the east. It was unfamiliar country, and as they reached a small clearing beside the mountain trail, they reined up sharply.
Oh, hold on. Why we stop here, Kimasabi?
I noticed a cardboard sign tacked to a big cedar at the edge of the trail, Tonto. Let's go back and look at it.
Come on, Tonto. What sign say?
Last thing I would expect out here.
He not savvy.
Well, read it, Tonto. It says $5,000 reward for the capture of masked outlaw operating in this territory. Description as follows. About 6 feet tall, generally wears dark clothing, black mask, and rides a white horse. Always travels with an Indian partner. For further information, see the undersigned. Sam Weaver, Sheriff of Winlight County.
Kimasabi? That mean us?
Certainly reads that way.
We not ride this way for many moon.
And I don't know Sheriff Weaver or this part of the country. The law doesn't offer $5,000 rewards unless it's...
what time? You hear?
Sound like a woman screaming. Steady, come on.
Let me go.
Calm down, sister.
You. Oh, you.
Oh,
got you.
Look, Tonto, a man with a mask like mine and an Indian.
Huh? If you think you can use me to make Clifton, I'm going to get.
Slugger, fire the cannon so we have a female like this. Yeah.
No, you won't. Put up your hands, both of you. The girl's away. I can't shoot. Quick, Tonto, trail those men.
Me do it.
Are you hurt?
I don't think so. Just scared, I guess.
I couldn't shoot again. You were directly in the line of fire.
Oh,
what's wrong?
You're mad. Just like the man who grabbed my horse.
Yes, I noticed the resemblance. But I assure you it goes no further than the mask.
An outlaw. And there was an Indian with you, too. Are you all part of the same gang?
Tonto and I aren't outlaws.
Cliff was right. He warned me. A tall man, wears a mask, travels with an Indian. The same description that Sheriff Weaver
used. You mean the $5,000 reward notice? We're just going to ask you about it. Do you live in Windlight?
Yes, I teach school there.
Is the reward notice true? Has there been someone answering my description operating in this territory?
Don't you know?
My friend and I haven't been in this section for over 3 years. We stopped the other side of the ridge just before I heard you scream.
You really don't talk or act like an outlaw.
I'm not.
Well, regardless of what you do for a living, I'm very grateful for your help.
I wish I'd arrived sooner. You know what those men wanted?
Oh, yes, they were very definite about it. They intended to hold me for ransom.
Your family would have
had... No, it's the man my fiancé. He works for the Eagle Mining Company. The ransom would have been the combination to the company's safe.
Oh, I see.
If this situation weren't so serious, it would be funny.
Do you think so?
An outlaw and an Indian try to kidnap me, and I'm rescued by another outlaw and an Indian. Then I'm foolish enough to tell you all about Cliff.
Don't worry, I'm not...
She was happy.
I don't know. What happened?
Crook run plenty fast. Me follow him. Them have horse staked out. Other side of river. Them get way.
That's all right. We'll pick up their trail in one way or another.
One fella dressed like Indian. That not true. Him white man.
That was pretty obvious. The question is why they are both using a disguise that matches us.
Well, it's getting dark, and although there's no use pretending I'm not frightened, I'd better start.
We'll ride to town with you. Just to be sure our doubles don't bother you again. Is that your pony over there?
Yes.
Come on, I'll help you mount. All right, you go.
Thank you. As I said before, I really am grateful for your help, but... Well, aren't you and your friend afraid of being seen in town?
No, and I'm very curious about that $5,000 reward.
Here, Silver.
Here, Scout.
Not that I would say anything. I'm deeply indebted to you.
I'll consider the debt paid if you'll allow me to see you safely home.
Steady, fella.
Easy, Scout. I've never known anyone like you.
We'd better be going.
Come on, Silver.
Let's go.
Get up. This is the mine office. I'll stop here. Oh, boy. Oh,
Silver.
This is the office of the mining company where Cliff works. I wish you could meet him.
Thanks. Like I will. Tonto, you'd better take a look around.
Keep going.
You don't have to worry up here. Sheriff Weaver's office is at the other end of town.
It's always best to be on the safe side.
Steady. Kimasabi.
Yes?
Me look through window. Two feller inside. One young, one old.
Oh, that's Cliff and Mr. Cope, the foreman of the stamping mill. He's a good friend of Cliff's. It's all right.
Come on, Tonto.
Cliff, I want you to...
No. I was just telling Harry I ought to get the mask.
Who's this?
I don't know his name. Really, I don't. But he saved my life, and that's more important than a formal introduction.
Saved your life?
This is Cliff Maynard, the man I told you about. The gentleman over there in the corner is Mr. Harry Cope.
Howdy.
I can't believe it. I must be seeing things.
Selma, you must be crazy. This man's an outlaw. He's wearing a mask. That Indian standing behind him, they're the two men Sheriff Weaver's
been... That's what I thought at first. But the other two must be the outlaws because these men helped me.
Are you sure you're all right, Thelma?
If you folks will excuse me, I've got to be getting back to the mill.
I think Mr. Cope is scared.
I don't blame him. You've been gone for over 2 hours. Come back with an outlaw and an Indian.
Maybe I can do the explaining, Cliff.
I wish somebody would.
Then you and Velma could help me find the answers to some of my questions.
I don't know what you mean.
Of course we'll help you.
Good.
Sam Weaver.
What's the matter with you, Cole?
That masked owl hoot and redskin you've been trying to corral.
What about them?
They're up at the mine office right now, talking to Cliff Maynard.
What?
I just came from there. Saw him with my own eyes.
You're loco. An outlaw wouldn't have the gall to ride into town.
He's there, I tell you. So's the engine. If you can get some men together, surround the office. You'll have him cold.
Gus! Oh, Gus!
Yeah? Well, what's your trouble, Sheriff?
I don't know. Depends on whether Harry Cope's been seeing things. Round up 8 or 10 men for a posse. We're going up to the Eagle Mining Office.
Sure, sure. Right away.
And listen, Sheriff. I'm laying claim right now to that $5,000 reward money.
Don't worry. You'll get it. If those critters are there, and I can toss a loop on them, come on.
See, I was trying to help Miss Velma and help myself at the same time.
I don't know who you are, mister, but you saved Velma's life, so I'm going to string along.
Good.
What do you want us to do?
I think the best way...
Get in there! Open the doors! Come out with your hands up!
That's Sam Weaver, the sheriff.
He's after you.
How did he know that we were here? Is there a side door to this place?
Over there, the one we came in.
He must have a posse with him.
We'll have to run for it. Come on, Toto.
But how will we know where...
Don't worry. You'll hear from me. Let's go, Toto.
Hey, look, Sheriff! Somebody hang up that side door!
Steady, Silver. They've got the main trail blocked, Toto. We'll have to head north.
Come on, Silver.
Come on, scout. Yeah, that's them. They're lining up for Boxwood Canyon. Here's another boy. After him.
Oh, fella.
They've driven us into a pocket, Toto. This is a dead-end canyon.
Me not know that.
Neither did I. But here we are, and with a posse on our heels. Steady. Well, there must be some way out.
The wall of canyon here plenty steep. Can't climb it.
There wouldn't be time enough anyway. They're closing in too fast.
They're up there in the dark somewhere. Break the whole place with a leg.
Top of canyon, plenty far off. Maybe 300 feet.
We can't fly. We're trapped, Toto. And it looks like there's no way out.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto are trapped at the bottom of a blind canyon. Can they escape the bullets of the sheriff's posse? We'll continue our story in just a moment. Bob, if Mom baked a big white cake that had a hole down through the middle, what would you call it?
Maybe an angel food cake.
And what do you eat sometimes that's round, about 4 inches in diameter, and it's brown with a hole in the middle?
That's a donut.
And what's very tiny, golden brown, with a hole in the middle, and looks like a little donut?
That's Cheerios.
Right. Cheerios, the only cereal made in the form of tiny, tempting little donuts. You'll smile to see Cheerios, and you'll smile when you discover that tempting Cheerios flavor, because Cheerios has a taste as distinctive as its shape. Perhaps you've tried many fine, ready-to-eat cereals, made from corn or wheat or rice. Cheerios is different, for Cheerios is made from oats, ready to eat right out of the package. Good. You'll go for its light tenderness, for its fine, crunchy crispness, and no wonder... For Cheerios is a gun-exploded cereal. It's delicious and nutritious. Your morning bowl of Cheerios and milk gives you a good source of vitamins and minerals, and a good source of food energy, too. Try Cheerios and see if its wonderful flavor doesn't sell you all the way. Ask Mom to get you Cheerios. Cheerioats. To continue our story. As Sheriff Weaver and his posse moved steadily toward the canyon's dead end, the Lone Ranger spoke quietly to Tonto.
I've got one chance, Tonto. One chance in a million.
Me not savvy.
Quick, help me with the disguise. You'll have to take the blame for a while. But it may work.
Me thick space plenty fast. That fixes it.
Thanks.
You look like cowpuncher now. Nobody know you Lone Ranger.
Good. I hate to ask you to take a chance like this, Tonto, but it's
better this way. You go, me wait.
I'll keep down behind this scrub pine till some of them pass me.
Within the next few minutes, Sam Weaver closed the jaws of his posse man trap on the two fugitives caught in the blind end of Boxwood Canyon. The Lone Ranger in disguise waited until some of the men were almost abreast of where he was hiding. Then he joined them silently. In the darkness, no one noticed there was an extra man in the posse.
There's the engine, Sheriff! The other operator's around here somewhere.
We have hands up high.
Where's your partner?
Patrol galoot with the mask. Where is he?
Well,
you better start jabbering Red Skinner out.
Oh, no, wait, Jess. You won't get anywhere with an engine that way. Now, listen, you've got nothing to win by holding out on us. Where is he?
Me not savvy.
Here's his horse, the White Stallion. The vermin's got to be around here someplace.
Yeah, but he ain't. You suppose that masked critter's run a Sammy on us?
No, he couldn't. Hey, Sheriff, look at this.
What is it?
In the saddlebag here. A black mask.
Well, I'll be. Yeah. Must have ducked his layout and mixed in here with us.
Hey,
all right, line up, all of you. I want to see if there's any strangers in this crowd. Line up.
All
right. Gus, light a lantern and bring it over here.
I already got it going, Sam. Here.
Where'd you round up these gents, Gus?
Well, all over town. Nugget Cafe, Livery Stable, Mercantile.
I see. Oh, can't see anybody I don't know except... What's your name?
Daglin. Fay Daglin. I work on the day shift up at the mine. I was in the cafe when your deputy came
in. I never saw you before. You step out here. Slim, Curly, Osterman, Art Gow, Milk Samuels. Say, who are you?
I'm a stranger in town. Deputy asked for volunteers.
Yeah, that might be true. Step out here.
Good.
You and this Daglin gent are the only two here that I don't know personally.
Gee, Winner must be the outlaw. How are you going to find out?
Don't know there's any way unless... Say, bring that White Stallion over here. The owl hoot horse.
Yeah. Come on, you. Get along. Come on. Get up there. Get up.
That's it. Steady. Now, listen, you two. A man will tell a lie, but there's no such thing as a lying horse. I want both of you armies to climb on this cayuse, one at a time.
Well, what'll that prove, Sheriff?
A horse as good as this one looks to be won't like any strangers getting on him. He'll give us the answer. All right, stranger, you're first.
Anything you say. I'm here, horse. Easy now, a minute. Buck Silver, buck.
Well, didn't take him long to make up his mind about you.
Never got thrown so fast in my life. Let me talk to that horse a minute.
Now, Mr. Dayton, it's your turn. Straddle him.
Steady, Silver, steady, boy.
I never saw this cayuse before.
Hey, this ain't fair. The critter thinks I'm somebody else.
Steady as a rock, Sheriff. This one's our man.
Now, wait. You can't accuse
horses
me.
Horses don't lie, Daglin. He recognizes you without your mask. You're under arrest. Now, get down from that horse. Put the handcuffs on him, Gus.
Yeah.
Have him ride double with you. I don't want to take a chance on him getting away.
Fellow, you recognize Daglin's voice? He one of the two men we saw this afternoon?
This fella. Him one who wear mask. Crook who dressed like Indian. Not here.
Yeah, we'll find him. At least we've got one of them spotted. Sit tight, Tonto. I'll see that you don't stay in jail very long.
Oh, say, Sheriff.
Sorry I had to get you thrown off of the horse, stranger.
Oh, that's all right. I'm looking for my own bronc. Must have strayed off ground hitch. Mind if I ride this stallion into town?
Why not? Save us leading the critter. You think you can ride him?
I'll try.
By the way, stranger, I'd like you to stop at my office. I want to talk to you.
Well, I'll be there before midnight if I stay on this cayuse.
Fine. All right, boys, let's herd the redskin and his owl hoot park back to jail.
All right, yeah.
Come on, come on. Come on. Come on, soldier.
Gary, did you hear about that?
Thought you were nursing a lead slug in your arm.
Yeah, the sawbones got it out. Did you hear what happened? Sam Weaver and his posse just rode
into town. I didn't hear. I made it happen.
What are you talking about?
When that dumb owl hoot and his injured pard walked into the mine office, I didn't know you and Daglin had already tangled with him up on the trail.
You don't understand what I'm trying to...
I did some quick thinking. Mighty quick thinking. It was a chance to have those freebooters blamed for all the jobs he'd done around here. So I went right down and told the sheriff.
Yeah, I know.
So he corrals him. He's got him in jail. Ain't that what you were going to tell me?
Yeah, part of it.
And what's more, I'm collecting a $5,000 reward. Not bad, huh?
Not if you can get it.
What can't I? You and Daglin and me'll sweat.
Wait a minute. Who do you think Weaver's got down there in jail?
A masked owl hoot and a redskin. Yeah,
the engine might be the right one. But the outlaw is Daglin. And he ain't wearing a mask.
Daglin? How'd that happen?
Don't ask me, but it's true. I was just talking to Gus Talbot, Sam's deputy. The sheriff's got the right man and he don't know it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
But how long do you think Fay Daglin's going to keep his mouth shut? Especially if you go down there and claim a reward.
That gives me an idea, Bart. Fan out of here and put on that Indian getup of yours.
What's the idea?
We'll break Deglin out of jail. Then tonight we'll go to work on that safe up at the mine office.
Well, how? We haven't got the combination.
We'll blow it. Use blasting powder.
Thought you always said blasting was too risky.
It was. Until some tramp outlaws and Faye Deglin put a ready-made alibi right in our lap.
Maybe Faye won't like the idea.
He's got to like it. Faye Deglin's gonna be our alibi.
A few minutes after he'd ridden back to town with Sheriff Weaver's posse, the Lone Ranger reined up a short distance from the office of the Eagle Mining Company.
Oh, sir. Oh, boy. Oh, easy.
As he dismounted, he quickly replaced his mask, then knocked quietly on the side door of the office.
Hello, Cliff.
Golly, I was afraid we'd never see you again.
How did you get out of jail? Everybody in town says you've been captured.
It's part of a mistake the sheriff doesn't know about. Cliff, do you want to help catch the men who tried to kidnap Velma?
Sure I do.
Do you know who they are?
So far, I know one of them. But unless I'm wrong, they'll be here before the night's over.
Here? What makes you think so?
They tried to get the combination to the safe this afternoon when they stopped you. Tonight, one of them's in jail. Unless I'm mistaken, and judging by all the crooks I've ever known, an ideal opportunity for a double cross.
I don't understand.
Both of you wait here outside of the office. Don't make a sound or do anything, no matter what happens, until you get a signal from me. Oh, have you got a gun, Cliff?
Sure. Right here.
Good. I don't think you'll have to use it. But remember, stay away from the building until you get a signal from me.
But how will I
know? Don't worry. I'm sure it won't be long.
Hey, what's this?
Redskin. He looks just like...
Reach, both of you.
He's no Indian.
Shut up. Keep reaching till I get your guns. Now turn around and head for that cell back there.
You sneaking sidewinder.
Shut up and start walking. Break out the keys, law dog, and open it up.
I won't.
I said open it.
Go ahead, hammer it.
All right.
So you finally decided to break me out. Wondered how long it'd take.
Hold it, Faye. Plenty of time for that later on. Now bring that redskin with you. We need him.
What use have we got for him?
You find out. Bring him along.
All right, Injun, you're coming too.
Move out.
Now, you two law dogs can climb in the monkey cage. I can get in.
I'll run you finished out over to last.
Shut up. Come on, Faye. You too, Injun.
Hey, Park, what's the idea?
Harry will tell you. He's waiting for it.
Where?
Same place we figured on being tonight before you got yourself tangled with the law.
Well, it wasn't my fault. Some hombre mixed up in that posse.
Hey, what was that?
Nothing.
Sounds like a bird calling. This Indian answered.
Don't pay any attention to him. All redskins are loco.
Oh, where's Harry? I want to know where we're heading.
In case your memory's bad, it's the office of the Eagle Mining Company.
Well, then why drag this Indian with
him? You'll find out. Now, come on.
Velma, look. Those three men have stopped there by the office.
The other man, walking over from the corner of the building. Who's he?
I don't know who. Yes, I do. It's Harry Cope. What's he doing here?
Those are the men who tried to kidnap me. I'm sure of it.
And the other one's the Indian who...
They're going into the office.
Maybe it was a mistake, Velma, to trust that masked man.
No, it wasn't.
Where did you come from?
I've been following those men who just went into the mining office.
I think I recognized two of them. They were the ones...
That's right.
If they're safe robbers, I can't understand why Harry Cope met them outside.
Cope? The foreman of the stamping mill?
Yes. He was in the office when you and Velma...
Oh, yes. I understand a lot of things.
What do you mean?
We'll have to hurry. Velma, you go down to the jail. You'll find the sheriff and his deputy locked in one of the cells. Release them. Tell them to come here at once.
All right.
I can't figure this out. Harry Cope meeting those men, the sheriff in jail... It doesn't make sense.
But it will. Wait right here till I call for you.
Wait. Why?
There's going to be a $5,000 reward paid to someone. Might as well be to you and Velma.
Listen, I don't get the idea of bringing this Indian up here on the job with us.
You'll get it, Faye, in just a minute.
Why break a dumb redskin out of jail?
He's part of our alibi.
Alibi?
And you are the other part. Or you will be.
I don't get...
Let him have a double.
Nothing like a gun barrel across the head to cool him off.
Now, the Indian, quick before he gets one.
Yeah,
that's the second time your arm's got in the way of my bullets.
Smash! You're the outlaw that was...
Cross to double cross, Mr. Cope. You better not reach for your gun.
Well, now, I...
Tie them both up,
Tom. Let me fix them here. We'll need the other one. There's a black mask. The sheriff will recognize him.
Here, I have an extra one. We'll have to hurry. I don't want to be here when the sheriff and his deputy arrive.
How did you and Miss Velma do it?
Yeah, how did she know Sam and me were locked up down there in jail?
I was told to do that.
Oh, and I suppose somebody told Cliff to capture three of the crookedest snakes in Windlight County. Faye Diglin, Bart Mitchell, and Harry Cope.
I didn't capture them. All I've done is hold this gun on them till you got here, Sheriff.
What you're saying don't make sense. But all the time this masked outlaw, the fake Indian, and Harry Cope makes $5,000 worth of right smart thinking. The reward money belongs to both of you.
Why?
I'll tell the bank to give you a check in the morning.
$5,000? Oh, Cliff, that means that
yes,
we...
Yes, Sergeant.
By Juniper, I still can't figure out how you did it.
I can give you the answer in five words, Sheriff.
Yeah? Well, what are they?
We met the Lone Ranger.
I'm still there!
And now, a red-hot offer from Kix, another swell General Mills cereal. I've got one of those new Kix packages in my hand. And Rangers, the entire offer. All the details are printed right on the Kix box.
Look, this Kix package has 8 swell cutouts. 4 airplanes, light and heavy tank, an anti-aircraft, and a field gun.
Right. There's 8 cutouts printed on and inside each new Kix box. And there are 4 different Kix boxes. 32 cutouts in all.
Gee, they're keen cutouts. Official looking. And they're all ready to cut out and assemble.
Notice, they're not just ordinary flat cutouts. They're 3-dimensional.
Sure. Look at this Grumman Hellcat. The body is rounded and the rudders and landing gear fold out. Looks just like a real plane.
When you send for the Kix airbase, you get 18 more cutouts. You can play 3 swell battle games with your cutouts on the Kix airbase.
How about the rules?
You'll find game rules on the airbase.
What else?
Well, the airbase is jam-packed with other exciting features. You'll learn about airbase operation, basic flying, pilot lingo, bomber and fighter tactics.
Whoa, there. How can I get a Kix airbase?
Just send 1 dime and 1 Kix box top with your plainly printed name and address to Kix, Box 6, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, I'll repeat. To get your Kix airbase, use the order blank on top the new Kix package. Or send 1 dime and 1 box top from any Kix package to Kix, Box 6, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
You have just heard another of the famous Lone Ranger stories, a copyrighted feature originating in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. Brought to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday by General Mills, makers of grand-tasting Kix and that delicious, nutritious, ready-to-eat cereal, Cheerios.
Cheerios, 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 Cheerios.
Your announcer, John Slagle.